Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given, filling in for Bill Littlefield, who's in London. And if you keep listening, he might just call in from across the pond. But first, every Olympic Games has its curling. You know, the quirky sport that captures the attention of the world. When we look back on these Olympics, will we remember the moments when we watched archers channeling Katniss Everdeen?
It's a 9-8 line for Avitia, meaning a 6 or better for Romon, and she will be in the gold medal match.
Or will we remember dressage, the equestrian event that captured the hearts of Republicans and Democrats alike, all of whom wanted to know how Ann Romney's horse would fare in the Olympic arena?
Extravagant half passes. Horse has a really long reach. Very good halt.
Rafalka and her rider, Jan Ebling, didn't make the medal round, in case you had lost track.
This horse's hallmark is really obedience and accuracy.
Or will the darling of these games be team handball, the favorite obscure Olympic sport of one Mr. Charlie Pierce? No, it's not team handball. The darling of these games might just be Gabby Douglas, winner of the women's all-around in gymnastics, who, when speaking at a press conference on Friday, demonstrated that no matter how many medals an athlete wins, there's always someone who's won more, unless you're Michael Phelps.
It's quite fun. I mean, the swimmers are like, okay, when you're, you know, done competition, you guys can come over and sit with us. And we're just like in awe. We're just like, oh, the swimmers invited us to the table. Like, we like feel like we're high school, you know, like the popularity people invited us to go sit with them.
Douglas also told those reporters that she was still waiting and hoping to meet Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, another darling of these games. Looking back, it can be hard to believe that when the 100 and 200 meter defending champion arrived in London, there were those who said he couldn't do it again.
A lot of people doubted me, but in my mind, there wasn't any doubt. After the 100 meters, I was really confident in myself. I knew I could do it, so it wasn't a problem.
An American sprinter or two or four will be remembered from these games as well. How about Carmelita Jetter, who, when she crossed the finish line of the women's 4x100-meter relay on Friday, had enough energy to point at the clock displaying the U.S. team's new world record time.
I knew that right away. I knew that we were moving. I knew that we were running very well, and so I was excited.
Fellow American Ashton Eaton didn't break a world record when bringing home gold in the decathlon, but Eaton and his teammate Trey Hardy, who took silver, did carry on an American tradition of sorts in the event the U.S. has won more often than not since it was first introduced.
There's been a really good history with U.S. decathletes. This is the 100th year anniversary. Started back in 1912, Jim Thorpe, and Trey and I are just doing our best to carry it on.
The Olympics have other traditions, too. Maggie Steffens, the 19-year-old goal-scoring phenom of the women's water polo team, was a first-timer at these games, but she knew exactly what to do after helping the U.S. win gold.
Oh, I was like, give me a flag, you know? See it on TV, I wanted to be just like that.
And what Olympics would be complete without reporters asking the head of the International Olympic Committee, in this case, Jacques Raga, how he thinks the games are going, and getting a scintillating answer.
All in all, I would say these are really very good games, and I'm very happy, man.
I suppose that's more believable than the answer former IOC president Juan Antonio Samaranch gave after almost every Olympics when he was in charge. He called them all the best games ever.